from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
The Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia.
Kick by Bass is up. It is good.
I thought T-Bass getting T-Bass two kicks, one going each direction. He made them both. That's a positive.
Mike Danger.
They are a joke. They are an absolute joke.
Gene Battaglia.
This is where I slam on the brakes. Whoa.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Every game is something that we want to win, and today we didn't do that. A lot to learn from. Again, it's preseason. I know we're not game planning for these games, but we gotta be ready to go.
Our standard was not out there today. That's not how we play. There's a lot that we need to do to get ourselves ready to go here.
95.7 FM and AM 950 The Fan. Rochester.
Sean McDermott after the game on Saturday was mad. You could tell.
He was steamed.
He was steamed. And you know, part of that is because you lose the game. Part of that is because your team didn't perform up to the level of expectation as he laid out. But was he mad, as you suggest, that maybe Eric Washington, the Bears' new defensive coordinator, familiar obviously with McDermott, familiar with this Bills roster, maybe took advantage a little bit for the Bears' benefit against the Bills, who didn't game plan?
I'm wondering, and I went to the last Joe Brady press conference before Fisher broke camp, and he said it right out there in the open, we're not game planning, okay, for this game. All right, and that typically is the MO, right? We just want to look at our guys, do our thing. I don't even care who's lining up on the other side of the ball. It's kind of irrelevant at this point of the year. Heard that more than once, though, following the game. Like almost as an excuse.
Right, we didn't game plan. We don't game plan for these. It's almost as if to say, we don't game plan, but they did game plan.
Well, I would also point this out. I'm not saying McDermott wasn't. He has reason to be upset, though, beyond that.
Oh, sure.
Oh, my gosh. 11 penalties, 8 of them pre-snap? 8 pre-snap penalties. You're a professional. Know the damn snap count.
Yeah, that's
sloppy.
That's not going to fly with McDermott. It never does. What do they call them? Those procedural penalties.
That's what our guy Andre Fontenette, now the head coach at Gates Chilai, calls them
administrative.
Administrative penalties.
Administrative,
right,
penalties.
Yeah.
Love that guy. Yeah, you can't have those. And 11 total penalties for 75 yards for the Bills on Saturday. It was ugly. It was also a reminder that preseason football is far from pretty. It doesn't matter what team you root for. It's ugly for the most part.
Do we have selective memory when it comes to this stuff? Because we're all like, yeah, camp. And then we see camp. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, we get to see it on the field for preseason. And then we always come out of it going, oh, my gosh, I don't want to wish August away, but get me to week one.
Yeah.
That's enough.
No,
that's enough.
I'm with you. Now, I view it through a different lens because this, for me, was exciting, bringing my daughter to her first NFL game and knowing that it was going to be Caleb Williams' first NFL game, a chance to see him. And that wasn't ugly, in my opinion. Like, that look, you know, and if you watch enough NFL coverage, you know, I think Williams and I think Bo Nix are two guys that, as rookie quarterbacks, made the most of their opportunities. J.J. McCarthy as well, yeah, in Minnesota. So some of the rookies showing up and gaining that confidence that you want them to gain at this time of the year, the preseason, making some plays, playing smart, And, you know, that, for as ugly as preseason football can be, there at least is something there. And we remember what that feels like. You remember Josh Allen's rookie year. We talk about this play all the time. The game against the Browns, and Josh Allen just rips one into Rod Streeter at the back of the end zone, and our eyes popped out of our head because we haven't seen that. You don't know what that looks like.
You haven't seen 40 yards on a line the way Caleb Williams threw that dart. We all went, oh. Oh, was that the way in the stadium? What was it like?
Yeah, I mean, I was on the Bears' side of the stadium, so I did have more Bear fans around me, admittedly, and everybody's like, oh, yeah. I mean, like, you know, the screen to Swift was another one. It's like, thought he was done. Nope, just kind of pops it out there to Swift, and Swift goes, you know, almost takes it to the house.
Now, this is something different since we've started doing the show here. Just this very simple question. What is it like, even though it's a preseason game, in 2024, going to Highmark, wearing the opposing team's gear?
Saw a lot of Bear fans. Saw a lot of Bear fans, especially on the Bears' side of the stadium. Let's face it, this wasn't a hard ticket. There were plenty of seats available, and you could get good seats if you were willing to spend a few bucks. And a lot of Bear fans were in that vicinity that I was in. In fact, you know, I had a couple of them that were singing the fight song after the field goals. I'm like, guys, let's calm down. It is the preseason. I know you're in regular season form always, but I did see a lot of Bear fan gear, a lot of Bear fans there. And, you know, you get the occasional snicker when I dropped my daughter off to her seat. She was sitting with her friend. I was sitting with my buddy, and we were sitting on the Bear side of the field, and she was sitting on the other side of the field. You know, wrong side of the field to be wearing Bears gear, pal. Like, you know, so there is some of that. I'll always remember going to the old Ralph. Was it the Ralph at the time, or was it New Era Field? I'm trying to remember. But I went for Jay Cutler's first game in a Bears uniform as well, and that was a preseason game against the Bills.
09.
And I remember sitting in the rock pile and getting just drilled. Everybody there, like, any shot they could take at the Bears, they were taking. And mind you, I'm taking this as a Bears fan, looking around being like, I don't know what you guys are talking about, but you're in the middle of a pretty significant playoff drive. Your team's not very good. At least I know who our quarterback is going to be. And, you know, I think one of them actually said, yeah, Devin Hester, most overrated player in the NFL. I'm like, okay. You know, just anything to get under your skin. And but Saturday wasn't like that, man. The vibes were immaculate. Even if you're a Bills fan and you're upset at the outcome of the game, you're not going to complain when it's 75 degrees and sunny and a little breezy. But I
perfect.
Mean, it was a perfect day for football, a perfect day for tailgating. It felt good, and I'm sure a lot of people loved getting back into that routine. It was also Yacht Rock John's birthday. We got to celebrate that on Saturday as well. I wasn't able to get over to his tailgate in time. We were texting before, and I'm like, man, we're cutting a little close. My buddy's coming in from Syracuse, and I don't know that we're going to have time. It timed out perfectly. We didn't miss any of the game, but we would have missed part of the game, and he actually got into the stadium before we did.
Actually, I heard from the other source, traffic was bad. Maybe it was everybody coming down at the same time.
On the way there, a little bit slow. Yeah. On the way back, I left at halftime. Why stay for the whole game?
Right. Oh, you and everybody else.
Left at halftime and didn't have any issues with traffic. Zero traffic issues on the way home. In fact, home in time to throw some pizzas on the egg, host, you know, my wife's college roommates, and we're having a good time, and we're drinking, and we're eating, and we're laughing. It was the weekend was sublime. And even though the outcome of the game wasn't fantastic, if you're a Bills fan, there's plenty to look at, dissect. You get the sense with Sean McDermott, any time we've had a performance like this, there's usually a pretty swift turnaround by Sean McDermott and the Buffalo Bills.
Well, I mean, compare that to what we're going to get two Saturdays from now, the final preseason game, Bills and Carolina. You're going to have Carolina. Bryce Young didn't play this week. I don't know if we'll see Bryce Young, but you'll get Jack Plummer or Jake Luton going up against Ben DiNucci.
Hey!
And if you're just getting your cut, like, what are you talking about, Ben DiNucci?
Hey!
Hey!
Ben DiNucci! Newest Buffalo Bill. Of course they signed Ben DiNucci. He's Italian.
One of us.
Yeah!
We don't have DeVito. We got DiNucci.
No, we got DiNucci. Ben DiNucci. It's a great signing.
There's that meme.
Don't even care.
Yeah. Ben DiNucci.
Yeah. Maybe we can get him to host Italian Carousel on a Sunday morning before kickoff.
Well, the latest Buffalo Bills scores.
Yeah.
From Buffalo.
From Ben DiNucci. Live reports from the sideline for Italian Carousel from Ben DiNucci. We can look and say, all right, who's out there? Who's available? We know that you're not going to have Bouchelle for the rest of the preseason. Got a neck injury.
They might just, come to some sort of settlement.
I mean, he looked lost in the moment. That moment looked too big for him. Just six sacks and a pick six.
Bad. In less than a
half of play. Yeah. Not great. Shane Bouchelle seating, making way for Ben DiNucci, who, if you ask me, Gino, I've seen enough of Josh Allen. I think Josh Allen, during these joint practices in Pittsburgh this week, will get enough reps in a controlled environment against a good defense. Why? Why put him out there?
Right. Right. Like, if I'm a head coach, I am trying to figure out a way to do one of these scrimmages every year because Allen will get the work in and he's wearing the red jersey and you don't have to worry about anything. I'm sure there's always a little bit of fear, but no contact injuries here will be happening in the scrimmage. Side note, I was thinking this, like, could we ever get that up here? I don't think so.
The joint practices?
Yeah.
When was the last time they did it? Cleveland, right?
Cleveland with Johnny Football came in.
Hmm. He had the multiple fields, but that was that still Rex? No.
No, this is 2009. This is Jerron. That's how far back that was.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, Johnny Football. Oh, no, it wasn't Johnny Football. I got to look this up.
No, I thought that McDermott brought Cleveland here for a joint practice. Am I making that up?
You're making that up. I think they went there. We haven't, since we've been doing this show in 2016, we haven't had the joint practice. Huh. Part of it, I think, is because McDermott does not go on the actual Grounding Stadium turf. Doesn't want to use the turf. Well, there's nothing wrong with that.
Right.
So maybe at some point, hey, can we put grass in that stadium? I don't know.
Hmm. Well, I think that the timing of this works out perfectly for the Bills in that you've seen what you need to see out of Josh Allen. He can get the work that he needs to get on a practice field in a controlled environment rather than the chaos of Saturday night at Acrisure Stadium. Just put Trubisky and DiNucci out there and let it be for the rest of the preseason. I've seen enough. We've seen enough. We know what it looks like. You're going to be practicing every day.
How about we practice blocking in the run game? Yeah. Maybe that's what we need. I don't need Josh to hand the ball off. Trubisky can hand the ball off.
There's reason for optimism with Ty Johnson returning to practice today. That's good news for the Buffalo Bills. He was certainly missed. It was not a pretty outing for the run game for Buffalo. 77 yards, 3 yards a carry. And if you eliminate the scrambling and the quarterback runs, Josh Allen, Trubisky, Bouchelle, running backs accounted for 36 yards, just under 1.9 yards per carry against the Bears on Saturday. So, Ray Davis, 5 carries, 2 yards. Yikes. So, work to be done there. And you expect more from the offensive line. You expect more from the running backs. Expect more from Marquez Valdes-Scantling.
Drop.
Another drop. A drop that would have been a first down. You're in a 2-minute drill in the first half. And look, Trubisky wasn't necessarily accurate. I feel like he missed a wide open Quentin Morris in the end zone that would have been nice. But, MVS, it hit him right in the hands. Hit him right in the hands. No excuse. Hamler muffing a kickoff. That's a tough look for somebody who's trying to latch on to this team.
Like, my takeaway from just the overall wide receiver slash, you know, returns, like, for the wide receiver, who's going to be the fifth wide receiver? Have any of these guys stepped up? We weren't buying the Shavers hype back at Fisher. Didn't look good on Saturday.
I think it will be Shavers, though. If you keep 5, Shakir, Coleman, Samuel, Hollins.
Hollins is on the team.
Yeah, and Shavers. I don't think MVS makes a team.
My point is, final cut day around the league, you mean to tell me you can't find somebody on the street that's better than Tyrell Shavers?
But he works so hard. He works so hard.
When I look consistency. When I go to the dictionary, and when was the last time anybody went to a dictionary? You look up the word, and there Inconsistency is a picture of Tyrell Shavers.
You know what? We could Google that right now. I don't have a dictionary handy, but if I Google consistency, will Shavers' image pop up? There he is. Oh, my God. McDermott's right. He is a model of consistency.
I'm going to just do consistency Buffalo Bills. Yeah, that's it.
Oh, there's Tyrell Shavers. Look at that. Oh, wow. Amazing.
Yeah.
I don't necessarily believe that he's a threat to leave the practice squad. Like, if he doesn't make the team, he's on the practice squad, he's probably okay. And I know a lot is being made of Valdez Scantling's relationship with Josh Allen and the guaranteed money that was committed to him. I'm sorry, man. Hold on to the football.
Yeah.
You have a teammate who's a model of that right now. Shakir looked like Shakir. Shakir looked good.
Shakir is dependable. Shakir isn't, he's not Steph Diggs.
He's not going to be flashy.
No, but in this offense, can you just kind of get the first down here, maybe go down? Like, you can go to him in a pinch. Yeah, the rest of this wide receiving core right now. Coleman, you got a grade on a curve. I mean, he had some balls go over his head from Trubisky. And then Samuel, again.
I think they're going to be fine. Yeah. I think the top guys are going to be. We didn't see Hollins. Hollins returning to practice today as well. But, yeah, a lot to be desired from what we saw out of Trubisky, what we saw out of Bichel, obviously. And you want more out of MVS. And you certainly don't want KJ Hamler putting the ball on the ground for a kickoff, which is what happened. So, and I appreciate Ryan Talbot joining us last hour, pointing out the connection. Like, we could sit here and talk about Ben DiNucci and be like, hey, you know what? There's always a connection in the NFL. Like, who are they looking at and why would they bring him in? And we were laughing earlier this afternoon that, you know, if you wanted to make the Bills feel better about themselves, the way you do it is by signing Nathan Peterman. You sign Nathan Peterman, you let him go out there and be a preseason hero for the team that drafted him at this advanced stage of his career.
What is it, Peaches and Herb?
Reunited. Yeah.
And it feels so good.
Well, McDermott loves him some Nathan Peterman. We know that. Never forget the arrogance of Sean McDermott. Never forget Nathan Peterman starting week one over Josh Allen in Baltimore. Never forget. But, yeah, it turns out Peterman isn't familiar with this Buffalo Bills offense. This is Joe Brady offense.
Joe Brady? Who did Joe Brady learn under? Well, before he was in New Orleans under Sean Payton, and Sean Payton kept Ben DiNucci all last year on the practice squad. And since there's this massive overhaul of quarterbacks in Denver, well, DiNucci was not brought back. Maybe not for reasons, you know, that had anything to do with him, but he was on the street. But if the Sean Payton offense, kind of similar in a way to the Joe Brady offense, the learning curve, what this means, Danger, is, do you see like a half a football from Ben DiNucci, even though he just signed today?
Yes, you do.
Wow.
Yes, you do.
Listen, anyway, Saturday night here on The Fan.
He can absolutely pick it up. If the terminology is similar, you meet with him a couple of times, you get him out on the field, yes, Ben DiNucci gets at least a half a football.
Boy, that's the thing. Like, wouldn't you want all your coaches to devote the time the guys will actually be here and help you win games come September the rest of the season? But they're going to have to burn calories trying to get Ben DiNucci up to speed.
Hey, Ben DiNucci! Don't worry, Ben. If you're looking for something to do Sunday morning because you're not playing for the Bills, we have Italian Carousel. You can give us the latest NFL scores.
Sometimes, though, guys get chances I don't understand, because if you're excited about Ben DiNucci, I remember this Sunday night game against the Eagles. I'm just watching this like, oh my gosh, this is hilarious because it's happening to the Cowboys.
Yeah.
They don't have a quarterback here and they're bringing this kid in.
It was rough. His time in Dallas was rough. And hopefully he doesn't, you don't have to tap into the talents of Ben. If something has gone terribly, terribly wrong, if Ben DiNucci is starting games in the NFL.
So our position here in the sports bar is officially Josh Allen. We're done here.
Yeah, normally I would be like, yeah, I want to see more of him. But I think the way this sets up for the Bills works out in their favor for preserving Josh Allen and while also preparing him for week one. I don't need to see him anymore. We saw him for a quarter. He looked good. You get him in a practice in a controlled setting with the joint practice of Pittsburgh, he'll get plenty of reps against a first-team defense. Great. Fantastic. Why run him out there on Saturday night? You don't have to. And then Carolina? Come on. Stop. No. No. We've seen enough. We're good. I don't think we need to see him. Now, that doesn't mean that that's what's going to happen, and Josh Allen will be the first to say, yeah, I'm going to prepare as if I'm going to go out there. I want to go out there. He wanted to finish that series. He got pulled. One quarter, you're done. Yeah, I think it was the scrambling. I think the scrambling was it.
Well, we talked to Nate Gary and Ryan Talbot, like, okay, wait a second. Because when they say, oh, let's see about a quarter, normally you get to finish out the drive. And, okay, we've reached the end of the first quarter, which coincidentally, the last play of the first quarter was the scramble. We come back. Wait a second, Allen's sitting down? What happened here? Well, are they being the rest of the starters were out there, and the body language between McDermott and Allen. Allen wanted to stay out there, but I'm sure Sean McDermott, hey, this is the worst case scenario here. Here's what could happen. I'm totally fine with McDermott pulling him out when he did. Every Bills fan should. And if you're upset that he's not, Allen may not play Saturday night against Pittsburgh or against Carolina, I'm sorry.
Also, if you're just in general upset at the outcome of Saturday's game, or you're upset with the direction of the franchise, or you're worried about this season, rest easy, Bills fans, because there will always be at least one team in the division that is more dysfunctional than you.
Yeah. And your top story from the Jets today. Number two is that the quarterback has a book coming out. That's really keeping your focus. The guy who actually said we need to eliminate all this distraction and nothing that has to do with football needs to go out of the room.
Read
yet
my book.
Here you are, like the month leading up to the season, a book is coming out. We got to drop snippets about you and daddy and all your daddy issues, you moron.
And he didn't, regrets using the turn of phrase.
Immunized.
Yes, I've been immunized. But not for the reason why you would think. The guy, whatever. I mean, we're so tired of Aaron Rodgers.
Right, but that's not even the top story today. Let's revisit March, shall we? And a team that kind of disappointing last year, but a guy who was really good. Okay, there's only two guys in the NFL that each of the last 4 years have had at least 10 sacks. You said T.J. Watt? Nope. Remember, he got hurt there 1 year. One being Myles Garrett. He's really good. The other guy being Hassan Reddick. Hassan Reddick, Philadelphia Eagles. And Reddick's representation said, we want a new contract. The Eagles biting the bullet saying, you know, we can't do that. But you know what? Would you go somewhere else? Sure. The Jets trade for Hassan Reddick. But then they don't give the guy the contract. Like, all of a sudden, hey, you're in New York now. You're going to want to be here. Well, nothing has changed, okay? Hassan Reddick still wants the contract. And today, Hassan Reddick finally said, you know what? Trade me.
Trade me.
Get me out of here. It was never a trade me with the Eagles. It was I want a new contract. That's not going to happen. Why would the Jets trade for somebody that wants a new contract and then not give the guy the contract? What did you think was going to happen? Tell me. So, of course, Joe Douglas has to put out a statement today to save face.
We're not going to trade him. We've made it clear we're not going to trade him.
Okay. Then I guess he's not playing for you then.
It's puzzling, man. The Cowboys are doing Cowboys-like things again. We've been through this so many times with the Cowboys as well, right? Dysfunctional teams do dysfunctional things. I mean, if it wasn't C.D. Lamb, it was Dak. And if it wasn't Dak, it was Zeke. And if it wasn't... Go back to Emmitt Smith. I mean, there's always been somebody holding out for the Cowboys. It's an annual occurrence. It's an evergreen storyline in the NFL. And the Jets, it's very Jets of them to make the trade, have the player be so upset, I want to be traded. I'm requesting a trade. We're not going to trade you. Okay. I'm not going to show up.
Like, do you think Brandon Bean took the temperature with Philadelphia? And okay, Reddick. Of course he did.
They scouted that guy. Remember him coming out of Temple and thinking, he's good. That one's going to be a good one.
Yes, but it's like the Aiyuk deal. And the Aiyuk deal is different in this regard. The teams that are involved that were, kicking the tires there, it wasn't the compensation. It was like, hey, we traded this guy. We're going to have to give him a new contract. Here's your new contract. I don't want it. Okay, then I guess there's no trade. So now the latest report is that Aiyuk is talking back to the Niners. Shocking. Shocking.
Right.
Let's just try to save face here if you're both sides. So shame on the agent.
He's going to swallow his pride, take far less than what he believes he's worth to stay with the team. that he probably feels is doing him an injustice.
Yeah, so... So for all this talk of, okay, how could the Bills lose the division? Look at the Jets. And yes, the Jets do have a lot of talent on both sides of the ball, but they're dysfunctional the way that they're run. You're in that Jet locker room and you're wondering, why did we trade for this guy? You're on the Jet offense like, oh, great, our quarterback is putting out a book.
I don't think Robert Saleh is a very good NFL head coach. I think Joe Douglas is probably a decent NFL GM. This was sloppy, but I have a feeling that this is all above these two guys. Don't you get the sense when
Woody Johnson was like, oh, trade for him.
That's right. Don't you get the sense that Woody Johnson and his crazy big necklace bling that he wore, just at the, like, that guy is, he's in charge and he wants to make sure you know he's in charge and you're going to do what I tell you to do to make me happy. And I'm sure a lot of owners are like that. But you also have to be able to say to them, honestly, hey, we're football guys. Let us do the thing. We'll handle it. I want to give Douglas credit. I want to believe that Douglas is not as inept as they look right now. I believe Robert Saleh is a good defensive coordinator, but I think he's a deer in the headlights when it comes to being a head coach in this organization, in this situation. Maybe it's different somewhere else, but he had to know what he was getting himself into. No excuses. You joined a dysfunctional organization. It's a mess. An absolute mess. And now Reddick wants a trade. Oh. Well, the play on the field might be putrid, but the storylines are juicy.
Oh, fantastic. They're
just good drama. Just juicy.
They don't win in San Francisco opening Sunday night, do they?
I don't think so.
No.
No. We'll get to that game, right?
Oh, yeah. Do you want that one tomorrow?
We can do that one tomorrow.
Well,
sure.
We'll pick it against the spread, of course.
Right.
The game we picked today, Green Bay, Philadelphia. Oh, you're not going anywhere near this or Survivor. Philadelphia is favored by 1.5, and that looks like kind of a trappish game. Like, wait a second. Green Bay finished hot. Philadelphia did not. Philadelphia, there's some drama. Green Bay, up-and-coming team, and Danger and I are both saying, who's got the more pressure? It's Philadelphia.
And they have more talent. Yeah. I mean, like, Jordan Love is nice. I know he's making more money than anybody else, but... Give me Jalen Hurts. I still think Jalen Hurts is a better quarterback. I think Saquon Barkley is awesome. I think A.J. Brown and
Devontae Smith is
Devontae Smith. Yeah. They're fantastic. They have so much talent.
If they had a real head coach, Danger.
No. Maybe they do. He just doesn't know how to deal with his quarterback. Maybe you need...
I think
I think if he's back on the sideline, I think Big Dom is back on the sideline, everything will be okay. Because you know what? Because he's Italian, Gino. Let's get to a round of shots next.
The Olympics. We put a bow on this, and we'll kind of tell you some of the stuff you may not know. We're on deck now. United States coming up in 2028. Golf, what a weird, weird ending. Matt Kuchar, not a good guy, and we've got our first AP poll out for what it's worth.
Okay, we'll get to that and more next. A round of shots coming up. Last call before 6 o'clock. You can have the final say, the final word in the sports bar when you join us at 585-866-4FAN, 866-4326. Don't forget, you can engage with us on X at The Fan Rochester. We're streaming live on YouTube and on Twitch, our YouTube channel at The Fan Rochester. Starting Thursday, the video stream will also be available on Elon's Twitter, on X, at The Fan Rochester. And, of course, the free-to-download Odyssey app is where you can get all things The Fan Rochester and the Sports Bar. We encourage you to download it for free.
You're listening to The Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. On 95.7 FM and AM 950, The Fan Rochester.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Epic victories, heartbreaking defeats. No matter your team, no matter your game, we talk sports. The Fan. Rochester.
Not going to lie, as excited as I am for NFL football to be back, I'm kind of sad that the Olympics are over. They were beginning to become a part of my ritual, my routine. It was a nice, like, next option to have if I didn't like the baseball game that was on or if I wasn't interested in.
Yeah, for me, I like it live. I thought it was really cool when we're watching the United States come back against Serbia while our show was going on.
Yeah.
That was really cool. But as you mentioned, it is over, and the handoff to the United States that was celebrated, of course, with Tom Cruise jumping off the stadium in Paris, along with performances in L.A. by the Red Hot Chili Peppers, Snoop Dogg and Dr. Dre, Billie Eilish. The opening ceremonies for the L.A. Games will be a little bit earlier, July 14th, 2028. Good job by NBC moving it up before football. SoFi Stadium, by the way, will turn into the Olympic swimming venue.
Now, so is the track not going to be SoFi?
They're going back to the Coliseum. So it's not in the best neighborhood, the LA Coliseum, uh-huh. where USC plays, but it's been the host of the 84 games. I want to say, what was the other year, 32? This will be the third time that stadium, and it still works here. You know, it still has the Olympic cauldron.
It's beautiful. Yeah, I think that's awesome. God, I can't wait. I mean, I guess that was, maybe that's what it was. It was just like, oh yeah, we all want the same thing when it's all said and done. We have pride in our country. We all want the same thing. We want to see winners. We believe in these athletes when they go over there and they represent the red, white, and blue. Man, watching some of the relays and the track and field, watching Team US, watching Steph Curry just assassinate the French in that finals. Like,
yeah. By the way, France, like when they did the handoff to the LA mayor and people are whistling, which you would know, that's the equivalent of going over there.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Very, very classy.
Yeah. Well, look, I think in a world where there's a lot of division, and this is still the thing that unifies us. It's competition. It's greatness. When you see it, you know it. And you can't help but be proud of it. And I was really proud of how Team USA as a whole represented us on the world stage. I thought it looked great. I thought they did great. And looking forward to 4 years from now.
Yeah, maybe we can sneak a trip out there. I mean, it is like before camp. assuming camp would still. I'm trying to. What will the war look like in 2020?
We have Odyssey has properties in Los Angeles. Yeah. We could do the show from Los Angeles.
There we go.
Yeah. We'll start working on it now.
Yeah. Get to work on that. United States finished with the most overall medals, 126, but they were tied with China for the most golds with 40. One of those golds came dangerously close to being a silver. U.S. women's basketball team on Sunday holding on by 1 point against France.
Yeah. Boy, when I saw China do what they do in diving, basically sweeping all of the diving medals, like, whoa, or all the diving gold, I should say. Just impressive, and I'm like, oh boy, where is Team USA going to be able to match the amount of gold that China has? And yeah, that U.S. women's basketball final, the gold medal match, was an entertaining one. Probably a little bit closer. And I know a lot of hot takesmen were probably sharpening their tongue, ready to lash out at the women's basketball team for not including Caitlin Clark.
Yeah.
You guys didn't deserve to win. You didn't bring the best player in the game with you overseas there, did you? No. They get the win. You can't complain about the result.
Acting like a tourist, speaking of, this past weekend was Caitlin Clark. She was in the Bronx taking in a Yankee game, wearing the jersey and hat. She got to meet Aaron Judge after the hiatus. Now, this is weird. This feels like way too long. It's been 3 weeks. The WNBA starting back up Thursday. Clark in Indiana back on Friday. As for the Yankees, it's must-win night.
That's right.
They've faced the White Sox in Chicago. Luis Gil taking the mound for New York. New York is -310 on the money line.
Staying away from that, but I am taking the over on team total runs for New York at over 5.5.
We had SPJ Glasser because he warned us we would see lines like this.
Uh-huh.
Like, what is the record? Like, -310?
Yeah. If you heard a giant sigh of relief from the west side of town, that was me when the Cubs didn't lose to the White Sox the last two games.
Yeah. Well, Jameson Taillon got roughed up, and your boy here didn't
you,
do
you,
too well.
You just can't lose to this. Don't lose to this team. You cannot lose to the White Sox. It's a mark. It's a scar. It's a scarlet letter. You can't lose to this team. If you want to be considered a good team, take care of the White Sox.
Golf wrapping it up here with the points, and Matt Kuchar is a jerk.
Oh,
did you hear what he did here?
No, I don't know anything about this. What happened?
So he's playing the final group on 18. Okay, he's not going to win.
This is at the Wyndham?
The Wyndham. Yes, the Wyndham. It's Sunday. It's on CBS. Okay. He had the right to do this. This was his choice. Everybody else finishes up. He drives it. Nope, it's too dark. I can't see. Now, again, tournament officials gave players the option of finishing play. Kuchar was the only golfer to mark his ball in the 18th fairway and call it a day. Jim Nance, classic, quote, "something I can't recall ever seeing before. He's going to come out here tomorrow. I don't think anybody's going to be here to watch it. I don't expect we're going to be bringing you the coverage tomorrow." Aaron Rye of England winning the event. Kuchar finishing out the hole today with a par. And he apologized for bringing back all the workers.
Yeah, that's a jerk move. If you're in contention and there's something riding on it, but was he in contention?
No.
So just, I can't see. I can't play under these conditions.
Yeah.
I'm coming back tomorrow.
You lost. Yeah.
Yikes.
For what it's worth, we have our first AP college football poll. This used to mean everything, right? And now it's like, oh, come on. Georgia is going to start on top, second year in a row they've done that, followed by Ohio State, Oregon, Texas, and Alabama. Ole Miss is six, rounding out the top 10, Notre Dame, Penn State, Michigan, and Mike Danger's Florida State Seminoles.
Now, you say that. That's because that's the team that I'm playing my dynasty mode in College Football 25.
Right. Mike Danger's Florida State Seminoles.
Well,
how far have you gotten?
This is inaccurate because I've already won back-to-back championships as the head coach of the Florida State Seminoles.
Come on, you coward. Like, pick a team that's actually tough.
I've taken top 20. You know, I've had a top 25 recruiting class. And, you know, we're grooming the young redshirt freshman.
Are you staying up till 3-4 in the morning playing this?
Yeah, it's a problem. Yeah. And here's what's because I'm such a responsible parent, my daughter, my oldest daughter, is into it now too. She's like, she picked up the sticks the other night and she's like, "What's this setting do? What's this gameplay, you know, menu?" And I'm like, "Oh, that's if you want to create your own player and play as that player through a college career." She's like, "I want to do that." I'm like, "Knock yourself out, kid." And so she named her quarterback Dalton Kincaid.
Okay.
And Dalton Kincaid is the starting quarterback for the Michigan Wolverines as a freshman. He's a freshman quarterback, came into the, you know, Michigan Wolverines.
She chose Michigan?
Well, Michigan gave the opportunity for him to play right away. He wouldn't have to back up anybody. He wouldn't have to redshirt.
Okay.
She went where the opportunity was.
I was going to say, like, that's kind of like a taboo in your family.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But she's also seen firsthand that not everything happens according to plan with Penn State. Like, you could be a highly touted prospect from our region even and go to Penn State and not sniff the field. Things happen.
Yeah.
I know. Things happen. Yeah. So she took the opportunity, even though it was with Michigan. She's like, okay. So Dalton Kincaid, she likes that name. She's like, that's a good football name, isn't it? I'm like, it's a great football name. Dalton Kincaid is a great football name.
Was that the tipping point? Like, okay, we could draft this guy or this guy, Dalton Kincaid.
Yeah, that's a good, it's a good football name. So, yeah, you could tell me all about this AP college football poll. I'm living in my own fantasy world, dude. I'm telling you, I'm dominating.
During the commercial break, we're going to take calls next break. Last call, 866-4326. Our guy Pete called, but he couldn't hold. I'm like, Pete, we just went to break. Oh, he's cooking dinner, right? Of course wants to vent about the Jets.
Ha!
Look, we talk a lot of Bills on this show, but last call's kind of for you where you can talk about anything, and it's like you're a Jeff fan like Pete. I'm sorry.
Well, Pete is multi-platform, so he can call us, but he can also reach out to us on X, and I know he just did. So we'll review some of what Pete believes here as a Jets fan is going on with Hassan Reddick requesting a trade. It's Jets preseason. Kind of the way it always goes, right? You've always got some kind of distraction happening there. We'll get to that and more next. Last call at 866-4326. 585-866-4FAN.
You're listening to The Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. 95.7 FM and AM 950. The Fan Rochester. They've raised the bar on Rochester Sports Talk. You're in The Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia on The Sports Leader. 95.7 FM and AM 950. The Fan Rochester.
Last call where you have the final say in The Sports Bar. Danger and Battaglia. Happy to talk to you at 866-4326, 585-866-4FAN, or you can engage with us on X. You can leave a comment on our YouTube channel at The Fan Rochester, where we stream live every afternoon. Also on Twitch, twitch.tv/TheFanRochester, and the free-to-download Odyssey app. Pete is one of our regulars reaching out to us on X, also a Jets fan. Here's my thoughts, bullet point form. I'm cautiously optimistic that JD and Sala know what they're doing. I agree with Mike Danger that Johnson meddles too much. Point three, it's not a great look, but it doesn't have to ruin the season. It's all fair. I think Sala is a deer in the headlights. I don't think Douglas is a bad GM. I think Douglas is a GM that works for an owner who's meddlesome. And so he, without him realizing it, looks like a bad GM. Like, Douglas probably wants to work out a deal for Hassan Reddick that makes sense.
So why come back guns blazing and just, you know, put out that statement?
Because that's what the owner wants you to do. That's how owners operate. We're not going to tolerate this. This is a smear on our good image. We have to fight back. It's no different than what you see Jerry Jones do in Dallas. And even if he tries to backpedal, he doesn't really backpedal. He just kind of doubles down on what he's saying. We're not in a rush. We're not going to get a deal done with CeeDee Lamb. It's not something that they want to do. And this is what dysfunctional teams do all the time. The Cowboys do this every year. The Jets always have these distractions. It never changes. It starts at the top. It always starts at the top.
Special day today in the Sports Bar because we opened up like, hey, wait a second, Bouchel, Neck, Bills needed a third quarterback. We go over the list. Bat Barkley, Peterman, ooh.
Oh, I was excited for a second there.
We bring up the name Ben DiNucci.
Hey, Ben DiNucci. Of course the Bills signed Ben DiNucci, Gino. Because he's Italian. Going to be out there slinging cutlets. That's our guy on Saturday.
What a missed opportunity. Ben DiNucci could have been at Fisher.
Yeah.
Yeah. We
would have brought Joe Capogreco over to training camp to interview Ben DiNucci instead of us. I would have handed the baton off. Joe, This is Ben DiNucci. Ben DiNucci, Joe Capogreco.
Live from Buffalo Bills training camp, Ben DiNucci, our guest.
Joe Capogreco, Ben DiNucci. Ben DiNucci, Joe Capogreco. Yeah, it would have been magic.
Did Picuelli stick his nose in here?
Yeah, Picuelli, yeah. Ben DiNucci, Ben DiNucci, Picuelli. Who's the interview with today? Matt Parrino. Oh. That makes a lot of sense. We were trying to figure out why Ben DiNucci and Ryan Talbot, who joined us last hour, pointing out, okay, if you want to connect dots, because there's always a connection, the connection here is Joe Brady basically cutting his teeth in the NFL under Sean Payton. Sean Payton in Denver had Ben DiNucci on his practice squad all last year.
Yeah, and there are similarities apparently between the Denver offense and what Joe Brady is running here. So what this tells me is, Danger, Josh Allen, do you expect Josh Allen against the Steelers Saturday night? I don't. You have the joint practice. That will be good enough for his week worth of work. You may see a full half, maybe even more, of Ben DiNucci coming up Saturday night.
Yeah.
Which, that's not ideal that the guy just signed, but okay, we don't need to see Josh Allen out there.
Maybe, that's
right. Yeah, maybe you give Trubisky the first half, DiNucci the second.
I would be totally fine if we didn't see Josh Allen until week one against the Cardinals. I'm totally fine with it. And normally that's not how I feel, but I think this works out in the Bills' favor from a timing and a scheduling standpoint, that with the joint practices in Pittsburgh, they didn't have that last year.
No, they did not.
With the joint practices, you have Allen going up against a first-team defense, but it's a controlled setting. You can get those reps against a good defense and know that your quarterback is not going to get injured, or you would hope would not get injured. You're throwing a game day situation. It's completely throw everything out the window. Who knows? And we believe that's why Josh Allen didn't complete that series. He goes scrambling, slides, and McDermott's like, "All right, that's enough. See ya. Get over here." Well, coach, I wanted to finish this. Nope. Go to timeout.
What did Gary say? It's like with your kid. Okay, we do this one more time. We're going home.
That's right. That's right.
Josh, you're going home.
That's right. And that's enough. And I've seen enough. And I think most of us know what to expect come week one. Do you need to see it against Carolina? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. In fact, I think they've gotten enough now where if week one was coming up on Sunday, we would be ready. I think we would be okay. I mean, the team might not be ready. They might still have some bugs to work out, obviously, based on the performance we saw on Saturday. But as far as the quarterback is concerned, keep them healthy, seal them up, and unleash Josh Allen come week one against Arizona.
Tomorrow on the show, as you mentioned, Matt Parrino.
Hey!
Talking about Ben DiNucci.
Hey! Matt Parrino, Ben DiNucci. Ben DiNucci, Matt Parrino.
PJ Glasser, send it in. BetQL Network going to be stopping by, too.
We'll get some winners. Ryan Talbot, NewYorkUpstate.com, was great last hour. We also spoke with Nate Geary, as you mentioned, Gino, from the Buffalo Bills Radio Network and our Odyssey Sports sister station, WGR. Find those conversations wherever you get your podcasts. Search out the Sports Bar, and that includes the free-to-download Odyssey app. JR Sport Brief next on The Fan.
You're listening to the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. On 95.7 FM and AM 950, The Fan Rochester.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.